A cold front will cross the region during the late day and early evening, triggering a round of rainfall. That will be followed by cool and windy weather for tomorrow and Thursday. Late this afternoon, we continue to track the cold front as it works its way into our area. It's attached to an area of low pressure that moved through the Great Lakes this morning and will track along the Canadian border over the next few hours. So as the front comes through, we have cloudy skies with off and on rainfall. From time to time, the rain will come down moderately, and there's even the potential for a rumble or two of thunder as we work through the next few hours. During the middle to late evening, steady rain will come to an end and we'll see conditions start to settle down, though there is still the chance for some lingering showers of rain or snow, especially in the northern mountains during the late part of tonight. Temperatures will fall back mainly into the 40s, though we will have some 30s in the typically colder areas north and west of the capital region. During the day tomorrow, that area of low pressure will tend to deepen to our east, and that's going to kick up the wind. So we'll have a wind out of the north-northwest, gusting at times close to 30 miles per hour. And we're also going to have some cool air in the upper atmosphere. So there's still going to be a good deal of clouds around tomorrow, and there could even be a few showers, mainly in the mountains north and west of Albany. And with that cool air aloft and the cool air behind the cold front, temperatures tomorrow will be chillier than today, running mainly in the 50s across the area, though some of the mountains will hold in the 40s for afternoon highs. It will turn cold tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s, and it will be another gusty day on Thursday, though it will be brighter, with temperatures coming back up into the 50s to around 60 degrees. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely this evening, a chance of rain or snow showers later at night, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly in the mountains, breezy and cool, high 48 to 56. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers likely this evening, a chance of rain or snow showers later at night, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly in the mountains, breezy, high 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers likely this evening, low in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers likely this evening, low in the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, high in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and windy, high in the 50s to around 60, and on Friday, increasing clouds with highs in the lower to mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.